Lars Larson is the national talk show host that you can hear right here weeknights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., the Lars Larson Show on the on 1320 WILS. And Lars is on the other end of our line. I couldn't wait to get you on the phone and say, Lars, what did you think about the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare?
It's killing me, Tony, because here's the problem. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, who I had a lot of confidence in, has violated the Constitution, and there is no fix for that. He decided that he was going to switch sides at the last minute, apparently, according to the reports you're hearing today. He went from the side that said that Obamacare was unconstitutional to the side that said, well, the winning side last week, that said it's unconstitutional if the Congress is trying to penalize people for not buying health care. But we've decided that what they really meant was they were writing a tax, and we'll just change it into a tax. The U.S. Supreme Court has no right to rewrite legislation to make it constitutional, and that's what they did. And even if they did, when they looked at what Congress had done, Congress had a bill that started in the Senate, not in the House. Well, the founders of this country, for really good reasons, said, if you're going to tax the people, you have to start those measures in the House of Representatives, which is the most representative of the people, because they're reelected every 2 years. Well, this bill doesn't meet that requirement. And as of Friday, the White House is saying it's not a tax. Well, if it's not a tax, the Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional. And in fact, I've read big parts of the final decision. I've not read the entire 190 pages, but I skimmed through a lot of it the day it came out. The fact is, the Supreme Court said as a penalty, it's still unconstitutional. So the president needs to make up his mind. Is it a tax or not? If it's a tax, then he should have told the American people that. And it's illegal as a tax. And if it's not a tax, it's not constitutional.
Well, what's going to happen on the federal level and at the state level throughout the country is kind of what's up next with this. How do you see this working out, Lars?
Well, what's going to happen now is that the IRS has hired thousands of new agents, and if you don't buy health care, they're going to fine you, and they're going to come out, and they're going to track you down and take the money. That's about as simple as it gets. But what's also going to happen is the health insurance costs of major American companies are going to rise. A lot of those companies are going to decide they cannot afford it, and they're going to drop people from health care. And if you don't believe me on that, go back and check the fact that the Obama White House granted waivers to 1,300 major companies and, by the way, labor unions, and said, you don't have to comply with law. And the reason they handed out those waivers is the unions and companies came to the administration and said, if you make us comply with this law, we can't. We don't have the money. We can't afford it. And we will end up dropping people from coverage, and then you will have to cover them through Medicaid. So that's what's going to happen going forward. Costs will continue to go up. The government will get involved in people's health care. People will find themselves at the wrong end of an IRS probe to get the money when they don't pay. Even the Chief Justice in his decision said he estimates 4 million Americans will simply refuse to pay. And what you'll have is this unique phenomenon in American history where the first time the U.S. government has told the people, you have to buy a product. That's the first time this has ever happened. And if you don't, we'll send the IRS agents after you. That's a scary prospect that the government can order you to do something for your own good, like your mom and dad used to when you were a kid. And if you don't do it, we'll send the IRS after you.
Lars, I got about 20 seconds. What are you going to cover on tonight's show?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the fires, about the heat back east. I know that it's awfully hot where you are right now, but Washington, D.C. and the area around, 7 days without power. It's going to be a full show tonight.
The Lars Larson Show tonight, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com at 10 p.m. Thanks, Lars.
It's a pleasure, Tony.